Good evening. I have one item on my agenda now. It's in reference to a proposed agreement for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Baker just read in his administrator's report that the engineering department will be conducting a referendum this upcoming Saturday. And that's going to be from 9 to 2 at the Sound United Methodist Church. It's kind of the West Fenwick area. If you look at the map that shows the proposed district boundary, see Route 20 actually sort of serves as a spine right down the middle of the project. And it takes us out about halfway to Roxana. When we projected the project cost for this sewer district extension, we estimated it to be $13.7 million, and that turned out to an average cost to the a user with a 100-foot lot of $1,180 per year. I mentioned that the total capital cost is $13.7 million, and that's offset by a $1.5 million federal grant, as well as a $500,000 grant from the county council. While we were putting together the sewer district, we became aware of several developments that were being proposed in the area. Kind of hard to see in the map now that I have it up here, but nonetheless, Bay 20, which is about 125 EDUs, is the name of one development that's being proposed, as well as PMP Associates, which is proposing a medical complex. And then we have Twin Cedars, which is approximately 250 EDUs. During the process of working with these developers, we have negotiated an agreement where they will submit a cash contribution of $1.2 million, which is sort of another way of achieving a grant for the project. Also, they are willing to contribute $250,000 toward a program which would help low-income individuals meet their connection fees. And those connection fees are projected to be $3,600 per EDU, plus the plumbing cost on top of that. And tonight I'm asking for approval of that agreement. Susie Webb, the finance director, and I have negotiated the agreement with the developers, and I would ask for approval of that agreement, and I have a motion that I can read if there are no questions.
One question.
Yes.
The $1.2 million.
Yes.
You'll be giving it back to them later?
Will I be giving it back
will
to
it
them?
Will it be somehow coming back to them through this program, through the creation of this district, through rebate somehow?
No. There's no rebate mechanism in this agreement. It's a straight upfront cash contribution. Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, what did they need? What is it paying for? Is there anything? I mean, did you cite something that was needed, or is it just to throw money into the pot because it was $13 million? It would just help relieve some of the.
That's correct. I think the formation of the sewer district was probably in jeopardy. They saw that as, you know, and as a means to achieve their end, their goal.
And one other clarification. When you say a proposed subdivision or development, proposed.
Correct.
What is it? Define proposed. What's that mean? Just somebody says
they'd
like to develop it?
They've made applications. One is coming through the technical advisory committee right now.
Which
one has gone through the plus process, and one, to the best of my knowledge, has not made any applications at all.
Like Twin Cedars. What's the story in Twin Cedars?
I don't believe they made any formal application. I don't know if Lawrence is still here or not. But to the best of my knowledge, other than speaking to us and proposing this is what we want to do, I don't believe they've even gone through the plus process at this point.
Mm-hmm. So by doing this, we're trying to, because I know the first go around, the cost was substantial per household.
That's correct.
And,
okay. This is right. Still not going to reduce it much. You're saying after this contribution, it'll still be $1,100 a year?
It's $1,180 a year. If you look at the $1.2 million, that's, you know, close to 10%, not quite 10% of the total project cost.
Right. So after the contribution, it'll be $1,100.
That's correct.
Okay. And the $500 a month.
as well as the $250,000, which will help the low-income folks. And we have to put, that'll be a program that Susie and I will work with utility billing, and we'll put together that program. It'll be administered through Sussex County. Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the Memorandum of Understanding with Twin Cedars LLC, Bay 20 LLC, and PMP Associates LLC to provide a contribution in the amount of $1.2 million towards project cost and $250,000 to assist with connection fees to benefit low-income residents, contingent upon the approval of the Finance Director.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second to Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read. Mr. Izzo, any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Well, I think I didn't like the other, just the proposed Johnson's Corners agreement. Originally, the proposed district, I think it's just a rural area. There's a couple of subdivisions that had some problems, and we're creating another nightmare here. When we put in this sanitary sewer district, we're creating another growth district. It's in a largely rural area, a lot of farms, and I don't think it's good planning, and I don't think we should be doing this. I think we ought to just let the developers work with the private sector and solve their own problems. And but just the Route 20 corridor is heavily traveled. It's a beach access route. It's under a lot of pressure from development, and I don't think this is in the best interest of those people living in the area or anywhere. It's you can just look at it. There's nothing there, and we're creating a sewer district. It's just not good planning. My vote will be no.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
I vote yes, because I think if the people don't want it, that's a referendum. That's the purpose of the referendum. And if they don't want it, they'll certainly turn it down. My vote is yes.
I agree, Mr. Jones. The referendum will tell the story if they want it or not. My vote is yes. Motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Archie?